Statistics show that in the U.S., 50% of all marriages will end in either divorce or separation.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to the Raw Matrimony Podcast. Hey, thank you for joining us on another episode of Raw Talk. I'm Jason.
And I'm Shatima.
And today we're talking about everyone's favorite subject, sex. But we're talking about it in marriage, you know, like, should married couples explore each other sexually? And put emphasis on explore each other, you know. So what's okay and what's off limits as far as sex-wise? Are toys okay? Is role-playing, you know, things like that? Other things that like people, anal sex, other things that people explore, are those things okay in marriage? What do you think?
I would say 100% yes, as long as you're not inviting an outside person into your marriage, or as long as you're not watching pornography, things like that, or as long as you're not defiling, as the word says, your bedroom, you know, as long as you're not making it unclean or, you know, unpure or whatever. That's the definition of defiling. I feel like, and if both of y'all agree, and if both of y'all want to try it, hey, like, you know, this toy right here, let's try it. And if both of y'all agree and want to try it, I say go for it. Why not? Like, I feel like God, he's the one who invented sex, right? He wants us to enjoy it. He didn't create it to be, or I strongly feel, he did not create it to be this mundane act or, you know, thing that you do just for the sake of reproducing children. No, I think God created sex for husband and wife to enjoy wholeheartedly.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely agree. That was his natural design of sex. He put the desire for sex inside of us. And I'm sure we made it clear, but we're talking specifically about sex and marriage, you know, because we believe that God made sex for married people, you know. Of course anybody could do it, but, you know, physically, but God made sex for married people. So one thing that my wife has stated earlier, I absolutely agree with the fact that you said that as long as they're comfortable with it, you know, because you don't want to try to pressure your spouse into doing something that they're not comfortable in doing sexually, whether male or female. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's just something that you should definitely work on with your spouse. And I'd say that's why pornography, that's why I feel like it's good for men not to watch pornography, honestly, because I feel like it gives you a false expectation of you know what you think that sex is, and it really don't go like that. I mean, I guess maybe sometimes, you know, sometimes it goes down, but, you know, overall, those are paid actors, you know. What do you think about married couples watching pornography together?
Well, I mean, I think it's obviously wrong, because guess what? His word says, I mean, of course his word doesn't specifically say do not watch pornography, but it does say not to look at something with lust in your heart, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like you can't help but lust if you're sitting there watching a darn porno. You can't help but to lust after even the act of what's going on. Maybe not after the people, but like after the acts that are being portrayed by those people.
And
it's causing lust in your heart. You're looking at, first of all, another person outside of your spouse with lustful feelings and emotions. So yeah, I would say no.
Yeah, I absolutely have to agree with it, because I feel like there's much more that goes into. Of course, we're viewing it as this is you know, something for enjoyment, but it's different things. It's a spiritual aspect that goes into it as well, you know, and you're watching a couple, they probably don't have no type of relation with each other. You're watching them fornicate with each other, for payment. Pleasure payment or whatever it may be. But I don't believe that the word of God condones that. I don't think it specifically says watching pornography, so to speak, but as you said, partaking in different activities and actions mm-hmm. that are not wholesome or godly, you know. And sex is definitely godly because he made it for us. What was I gonna say? I feel like we need to explore more. When I say we need to explore more, I feel like as Christians, it doesn't have to be boring. You know, it doesn't have to be boring. It doesn't have to be routine. Really spend that time.
Like you're supposed to enjoy it.
Definitely. Absolutely.
But I can't say as a woman, like, and like the older you get sometimes, after you start having kids and stuff, like, at least, like, you know, I feel like it's just different. Like, now, this is not for all women, because some women, you know, it may increase. I don't know. But I feel like it definitely changes your stamina when it comes to sex or whatever, and your desire to have sex. Like, I hear a lot of men complain about, oh, you know, after they had the baby, this and that, you know, or they started having kids, you know, his wife didn't want to have sex as much. And I think being tired plays a lot into that. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. It seems to me, from what I'm seeing overall, it's never a balance. One spouse always wants it more. It might be the man that wants it more. It might be the woman that wants it more. But, you know, it's just got to find some type of common ground that even if as whoever, whichever one wants it less, you have to, you know, some level of compromise to do it even when you don't feel like doing it, you know, at times. Yeah. I just feel like it's just necessary because honestly, the enemy will use those things, you know, to gain a foothold, you know, mm-hmm. because any area where you're not fulfilled in your marriage, I would definitely encourage you all to work on that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, don't just be like, oh, well, it's okay because that's just how I am. Like, put on some lingerie for your man. It's not wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, put on some lingerie for your man. Seduce that man. Mm. And vice versa. You know, fellas, if you know your lady likes to see you on something in particular, put that on, you know, and meet that need for your spouse. Because if, as you see, like, in the world that we live in today, it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? When I say it's nothing, I mean it's clearly broadcasted mm-hmm. everywhere. Like, it's just out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what you see. You know, and I'm not going to say it's right or it's excusable if you lust after somebody else because of how they dress and your spouse don't dress like that. Can't excuse that. Mm-hmm. And vice versa, you know, as a spouse, you want to make yourself appealing to your spouse. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if that's something that you know that they like, open up a little bit and do it for them. Like, we're spending life together. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, why?
Y'all have to meet in the middle. It's give and take.
Yeah, absolutely. Why have it be a boring life? Mm-hmm. But I definitely want to challenge us as married people to open up sexually with our spouses. You know what I'm saying? Like, and whatever it might take, like, let's say you might not be there because you feel like the intimacy is not there, the quality time is not there. You know what I'm saying? Don't accept it for what it is. Like, build on it and make it better so that it could be on that level that, you know, God never wanted us to live boring marriages. Yeah. I'm sure that I'm almost positive that wasn't his idea or his master plan. Yeah. Yeah. So,
Yeah, I agree. You know, we're going to keep this one short. Oral sex is okay. I strongly believe that with your spouse.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like that's, yeah, to me, I mean, the Bible doesn't speak either which way about it. I feel like it's not violating the principle of not inviting anyone else into your bedroom. And it's not violating the principle of defiling your bed, like watching pornography and things like that. So, you know, I feel like oral sex is fine in marriage. I feel like it spices things up.
It does.
It spices things up. And I will say this, even if you don't necessarily, you don't know, scratch that. If you don't enjoy it, speak to your spouse about it. Speak to your spouse about it and just try to come to a mutual, like, something mutual, you know, where you can still meet their needs as well as you're not forfeiting your feelings or what you do like or don't like. I just think it's about, you know, communication and just trying to meet each other's needs. Mm-hmm. But do not forfeit your own comfortableness, if that's a word, for the sake of trying to please your spouse sexual. If it's something you're not comfortable with, don't do it. Speak to your, talk to your spouse about it, and maybe y'all can build up and work up to, if it's something, that's not harming you or something, maybe I can build up and work up to that. But I would definitely say communicate with your spouse, and tell them what you like and what you don't like.
Yeah. And let's not abuse the word, because I know in the word it says that we're supposed to submit our bodies to each other, for sexual pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Just not quoting the word for word, but I know that's what it says. So let's not take that out of context. Because it's not talking about making somebody do something that they're not comfortable mm-hmm. doing, because that's your spouse and now they're there to meet that sexual need or desire for you. Because if it's something that's uncomfortable for them, you have to respect that, that. And don't make them feel ashamed about it, because that's not something that they're comfortable doing. That is not godly, and that is not what the verse is talking about when it talks about definitely. Us subjecting our bodies one to another to meet each other's needs. As far as that goes. So, just as my wife said, just to keep it short, my beautiful queen, we feel like oral sex is okay. Definitely feel like lingerie,
toys,
role playing, all of that stuff.
Yes, role playing, yes. Definitely.
I really want to encourage you guys to explore with each other. I don't care if you've been together like 70 years, I guess that'll make you like maybe too old. I ain't gonna say it, but I mean, hey, continue to explore with each other. Don't live a boring, mundane life. Like, keep it spicy in the bedroom. If you haven't done that in a while or whatever, no lingerie things, like, it don't have to be a special occasion. I'm really just encouraging you all, husbands, if your wife likes a back massage or whatever, feet rubbed, then run a hot bath, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Gonna encourage them to remember when we actually did a sex fast, and I feel like it actually was great. I enjoyed doing it. How long did we do it? Was it a month?
No, it wasn't a month. I think it was like
two
to 3 weeks.
Yeah, we did a sex fast, and I feel like it helped to rejuvenate our sex life. And I was dealing with some emotional things as well that I felt like it helped with when it came to me and him. I would encourage you all to maybe do that so you can have a good reset. That's what it does. I feel like it's a good reset for your sex life. And just like we fast for, we fast and stuff from other things and about other things, why not from or about sex, within your marriage? Because God, he wants you to enjoy it. So I really would encourage you guys, if you're struggling in your sex life, if you're feeling not satisfied sexually, or even wives, if you're feeling overwhelmed, or husbands, some husbands may be feeling overwhelmed sexually.
Yeah, I mean, it might be.
Yeah, so if you're feeling overwhelmed, I would encourage you guys, first of all, communicate with one another, then go to God together and individually in prayer about the situation. When it comes to whatever situation you're having regarding sex, or whatever bump in the road you may be dealing with when it comes to sex, I would say go to God, like I said, together and individually in prayer about it. And lastly, also consider doing a sex fast. You all come to an agreement of the time, how long it's going to be. Y'all sit down and come to an agreement and then adhere to that. And during that time, you're not having sex, but yet and still you're really diving and delving into God's word and praying together more often. That time that you would probably have sex, you're going to replace that with, praying together, or, just spending time with God, and just really, trusting and believing that something great is going to come out of it, but yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, so going back for what you said, we did the sex fast. I do absolutely feel like it was beneficial. And I say more so, well, I'm not even going to say more so. I can't really compare the two, but I could see that it was beneficial on an emotional level, because sometimes as husbands and men in general, we get into the routine of doing things to get something in return, right? So it trains you very well to do, just to do out of
to
just
be sweet without expecting to get some in return.
Yeah, I mean, just to do like what you're supposed to be doing, and going overboard, you know, going out of your way without expecting that in return, you know. So it was a good, very good training, definitely. But make sure that you guys are in agreement with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, then try for maybe a week. You know,
You can start off small. But okay, this week we're gonna go a whole week without having sex and just fast from sex.
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna say the whole theme behind this right here is just for us to have more healthier, more passionate, more open, and more fun sexual relationships in marriage. Like, that's the whole theme behind it, you know, because it don't matter how long you've been married, you can still have a passionate love life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was passionate when you got together, so why not do what we gotta do to keep it that way? Yeah. Whatever it takes, it might be.
Or even if it wasn't passionate when you got together, it's still time to turn that around.
Yeah, definitely. Make it passionate. Yep. Whatever it might be. Remember, we had talked about keep staying in shape. You know, staying in shape for your spouse, and also proper hygiene. Proper hygiene. As men, you need to make sure that you know, taking a shower or whatever, you don't make sure you
just
fresh.
Just like y'all want a nice, well put together woman, we want a nice, well put together man.
Yeah, make sure you fresh. Make sure your fingernail ain't all dirty and jaggedy and, you know, and long and caveman looking. You know, I mean, take care. Who wanna lay with
that?
Yeah,
you know,
wanna lay with that? Make sure you fresh and nice. You know, when you come to bed, and you know, don't be looking like you just crawled out of a hole somewhere.
Exactly. Like, yes, we want that just as well as men. And ladies, I'm gonna tell y'all, like, okay, you know, and I've been guilty of this. Like, you, once you're like so far, you know, so far into marriage, you start to, I guess, not be as specific about what you decide to go to bed in. So, you know, there's plenty of times. Like, I'll pull out my grannies. You know, or just, yeah, I just was more intentional in the beginning. But don't get me wrong, I keep it together still. But, and I want to be comfortable sometimes, you know. So, I sure will. I know, but the thing is, that's fine sometimes, but not every single night. Come on, you can't be pulling out the grannies every single night now. All right, so yeah. And when I say grannies, for those of y'all that do not know, I mean
they know what the grannies are. I don't think it takes no explanation.
The granny panties.
They know what the grannies are. Yeah,
the granny panties. Even though they're so comfortable, OMG. And you know, the gowns, the granny gowns, which I love mine. I have quite a few. I love my granny gowns. They're just so comfortable. But you know, we gotta keep it together for our husbands. And that's not to be vain or anything like that or shallow. But at the same time, I mean, because I remember when I was single, I would dress up. I would make sure I was keeping myself together for guys that wasn't even my man or my husband. So why not do it for your husband? You know, so
yeah absolutely. Yeah. And also too, stay in shape. I say for the men, make sure you stay in shape. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get your stamina up. You know what I'm saying? Like, walk if you need to. Whatever exercise you need to do. I'm talking about if you're in good health, of course. You know, if you have health issues, then that's something different. You know, I'm talking about if you're in good health and very capable. Make sure that you keep yourself together. Go work out. Go walk. Lift a few weights, do some push-ups. You might not even have to go anywhere. Just do that inside your house. And, you know, she might want you to pick her up from time to time. You know, make sure you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just fellas, let's do what we got to do. You know, that's,
yes.
I mean, you know, let's, yeah, because it takes energy to keep that up and keep that fire going. So,
yes.
I mean, make sure that you are, even if it might be diet, make sure you be eating right so that you're able to, you know, perform for your woman.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, that was all I had. Thank you guys so much for watching. Again, remember to like, share, subscribe, comment, all of that all of our social media platforms. We are now on TikTok and we are now on YouTube, along with Facebook and Instagram. So yes, and again, thank you guys so much for your support. Again, you can also listen to us on all the major podcast platforms.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor,
all of that. But yeah, thank you again for watching. Again, this is Raw Talk. I'm Shatima.
And I'm Jason. And before we leave, we're going to pray because we meant to pray earlier, so I'm going to pray before we get off. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the platform to speak into the lives of other married couples, Father God. Yes. We just thank you for our marriages, Father God. And we thank you for our strengthening of our union in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we just devote and dedicate our sex lives to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes. As married couples, Father God, we pray for healthy sex lives in the name of Jesus. We pray for energy and just an invigoration, Father God, and just a passion to please each other, Father God. Lord, we pray for just a rejuvenation in our sex life, in our love life, Father God, in our intimacy, Lord God. Yes. Help us to just draw closer and nearer to each other, Father God, and just to live with each other in a more intimate and just a spirit of oneness in the name of Jesus that we can't get only by you and only through your influence, Father God. We can't do it without you. We dedicate everything to you. Help us and continue to be in our households and in our marriage, Father God. Yes, and we just pray that you strengthen us, Lord, and just have your way, God. We love you. And we give you all the praise, God. You are wonderful. Yes. You are awesome, God. You are King of kings and Lord of lords, God. And we just give you all the praise and all the glory.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God, for everything, Lord. You are great, Lord. Thank you for each and every person under the sound of our voice right now, Father God. We pray for a special blessing on their marriage, Father God. Yes. Pray for a rejuvenation in their relationships and in their households, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We trust and believe that it is done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch each and every spouse, Father God. Help us to be the husbands that you've called us to be in the name of Jesus. Help us to love our wives, protect our wives, provide for our wives, Father God. Help us to meet their needs emotionally, Father God. Help us to be sensitive to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes. And help the wives to respect their husbands, Father God. Help them to meet his needs as a man, Father God, and just to be the wives that you've called them to be. Help them to be submissive to a loving husband that leads them with gentleness and with care, Father God, and help them to be women that go after you, Father God, just to seek you diligently, Lord. Help them to be virtuous women of God. Help virtuous wives, Lord God. Just have your way. Have your way in each and every one of us, Lord.
Jesus.
We can't do it without you. We need you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, you all have a blessed one.